Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy and breezy, a chance of a few showers, a low of 36. A resolution proposing an advisory referendum on the future of the Ridgewood Care Center will be discussed by the Racine County Board's Executive Committee on December 14th. After the panel voted recently to recommend its sale for $10.5 million to an Illinois company, Supervisor Bob Miller authored the resolution to have the vote.
I've always been suspicious that it will be more difficult to have the same quality of care from a for-profit corporation. There are some for-profits who do a good job. Some of those cater to private pay people who can really afford a deluxe facility. But in general, if you look across the nation, the for-profit corporations who own nursing homes do not score as well on all of the factors that make a good nursing home.
At the same time as the county board met, a meeting took place at Ridgewood with representatives of Villa Healthcare and their plans for the nursing home if the purchase is approved at the December 20th county board meeting. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is holding a listening session until 6 o'clock this evening at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall's auditorium. Any county government-related issue can be brought up, like the future of the Ridgewood Care Center, the Pritchard Park Youth Sports Proposal, or the Rails to Trails Initiative. Members of Delagrave's staff will be there, as well as other elected officials representing the village if their schedules allow. The next listening session for Racine County Executive Delagrave will be January 11th in the Village of Waterford. The Racine Unified School District, starting tomorrow and lasting until January 15th, will hold sign-up for the School Choice Lottery. And schools outside the normal attendance boundary, which can be done online for the 2017-18 school term. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Racine Unified went to what is called the Infinite Campus Parental Portal System for the sign-up, which allows everybody a chance no matter which day you do it, and it does not require it to be in person. Communications Director Stacy Tapp says some 1,900 choice applications were made last year. First-timers in RUSD, they'll have to start with a registration, but then they can later move on to the choice portal. Notifications, those are targeted for next February. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Fire about 4:30 this morning heavily damaged what was said to be a vacant Kenosha home at 1712 55th Street, while prompting police to notify neighbors about evacuating. The first arriving officers reported the back of the boarded-up home engulfed in flames. Extra fire units were requested along with an investigator and the Racine Fire Bells. In Mount Pleasant yesterday, the South Shore Fire Department responded to a truck that caught fire in the 6500 block of Washington Avenue. With the flames extending to the home at that location and touching a neighboring residence, the damage is estimated at $30,000. Three people in Green Bay are recovering after being overcome by carbon monoxide. Firefighters were called to a home early this morning to check on a sick child. Once on the scene and taking care of that child, another youngster was found unconscious, and one of the firefighters' carbon monoxide detectors sounded the alarm. One of the children and an adult were hospitalized. Fire officials say the CO level found in the house was extremely high, and a carbon monoxide alarm in the home was not working. SC Johnson has donated $25,000 each to Segway Racine and the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization to be used to support ongoing programs for those experiencing homelessness. According to a news release, the donation will help cover operational expenses for Segway Racine's new temporary shelter on Dominic Drive. The funding will also assist HALO, which provides food, shelter, support services, and permanent housing solutions for the homeless. SCJ has now donated $75,000 to organizations that assist the homeless in Racine since October. The company also donated $25,000 to Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin to help construct the SC Johnson Community Center at the new James Peterson Veterans Village. This Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., the Racine Zoo will be celebrating what's being called Merry Zoomas. Activities will be free with general zoo admission, including jingle bell knock-knock doors throughout the lakefront grounds, animal encounters, hot cocoa, cookie decorating, and fun crafts. Guests can also have their picture taken for that perfect holiday card. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.